This is Jay Sekulow. It's July 4th, Independence Day.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And this is a special broadcast. Last night, we did a live concert, our Freedom Concert, that we played on Facebook and Periscope. So today, what we thought we would do is play some of the music for you on our TV stations that are covering us and our radio stations. So some of you that are watching on Facebook and Periscope or other television platforms can actually see the concert. Others will be listening to it, and we have some commentary in between, which is nice. But we're also talking about some of the critical issues, so I want to encourage you to... It's going to be a really fun hour on this July 4th. Let me tell you the songs we picked, because... We wanted them to have primarily a freedom tune or a freedom theme in this broadcast. So we played a song that we started the concert with, which was a song we haven't done in a long... In fact, this is the first time we actually recorded it. But it was actually the music that we used for our radio broadcast after 9/11. And it was the song Freedom, that was a song performed by Paul McCartney. And there's great lines in there. This is my right, a right given by God to live in freedom. And that's the theme of that song that McCartney did, and we did our own Jay Sekulow Band version of the song Freedom. So that's and it's got it has this great thematic to it about God-given rights and God-given freedoms and liberty. So that song starts this concert off, which we'll get to after the break. We then play a tune that we wrote called Undemocratic. You know about that one. That song focuses on actually a guitar that is called the Government Series by Gibson. And they came up with this series after they got into litigation with the federal government over the wood they were using for these guitars, wood they've been using for decades, and went into court. And ultimately, Gibson got the wood back, and they made guitars. And Logan and Amanda gave me one of those guitars for a birthday present. It's called the Government Series. It's government gray, as you'll see, with a government green case. You will not see the case, but you will see the guitar. And I will tell you this, it was a lot of fun writing the song Undemocratic. It was based on the book I wrote a couple of years ago called Undemocratic, about the most powerful branch of government, which is not in the Constitution, unelected bureaucrats. And there's lines in there about emails, and that was the Lois Lerner IRS scandal. So that case... The song is about the case, and the song is also about the guitar. So a lot of fun on that, and you'll see us performing that, or if you're watching, listening on radio, you'll hear us perform that one as well. There's another tune we do called Mother Freedom, which is not a song that's well-known, but it was actually by the band Bread. If you're my age, you may remember Bread, if a picture paints a thousand words. They had a lot of great tunes. But they did a rock song called Mother Freedom. It's a great one. We've done it a couple times on the broadcast, and we're encouraging you to listen to that one. Then a classic, and this is John Elefante, of course, one of our lead singers with John Schlitt. Both of our lead singers calls this the classic, and it's an Argent tune called Hold Your Head Up. And there's some really great lines in Hold Your Head Up. If they stare you down, don't change a thing that you're doing. I mean, and the theme, of course, is Hold Your Head Up. And it's some great lines in there. Again, kind of that freedom theme that we go with. And then there's just a song that's a great song to do, and that's the ultimate freedom for those of us that share our faith and understand our faith in Jesus. That is the song Jesus Is Just All Right by the Doobie Brothers. And we did our own version of that song. And we end it with a song that has nothing to do with freedom or liberty, but it's a great tune called Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So we're about to have a lot of fun. So stay tuned listening to us or watching us on this July 4th celebration for our concert. So we encourage you to share this with your friends if you're seeing it on Facebook and Periscope. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We look forward to coming to you with music and some commentary when we come back from the break. And again, aclj.org to support the ongoing work of the American Center for Law and Justice. We're in a matching challenge campaign, which means any amount you donate, we get a gift for. aclj.org. Back with more, including music. We come back from the break.
Just can't abuse it. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. It's July 4th, and we've got a special program for you, our July 4th Freedom Concert. We'll have some commentary during the songs. We're also going to play you some great tunes. We're going to start with a tune that Paul McCartney put out and performed right after the attack on 9/11 on the United States called Freedom. There's a great line in there. This is my right, a right given by God to live a free life, to live in freedom. And we thank, we live in the greatest country in the world. We thank the men and women that defend our freedom every day, but we should celebrate our freedom today of all days. Here we go. Back on keys, John Lowry. There you go. And the applause is deafening. It is deafening. Scott Kirkman on bass guitar. Chris Cook on drums and guitar and drums, depending on what we're each doing here. John Elefante, to my left, your right. John Schlitt in the other side of the studio. And this is a year and a half old facility. I still call it the new facility. You're Marco Pangallo right there. Yeah. And Mark Lee Townsend. The only one in the band that doesn't have a J or an S in his name.
This is true.
Well, Marco, what's your middle name?
James.
See? Yes. That's why we call it JSB, covers everybody. So anyways, as I said, so this is live, so you're seeing what you're getting. And we, again, encourage you to share this with your friends. We're going to have a good time. The first song we're going to do is a song we actually used as our radio theme song about 15, 18 years ago. It was right after 9/11, and it was a tune that Paul McCartney performed called Freedom. And he did these 9/11 concerts in New York, Chicago, all around the country. And when he did them, he wrote this, or he performed this tune. It was written by somebody else, actually, right, Mark? What's the deal? It was written by some, it wasn't written by McCartney.
Was not, yeah.
Performed by McCartney, though, in his band. And the tune is called Freedom. I mean, fantastic lyrics. So we're going to play it live for you right now. I think, are we all ready to go, everybody? Here we go.
One, two, three, four.
This is my right. A right given by God to live a free life, to live in freedom. Talking about freedom, I'm talking about freedom. I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Take it away.
'cause this is my right. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom. I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
All right, Marcus, come on.
As I said, this is our Freedom Concert. So, again, if you're just joining us on Facebook, thanks for being here. Are we on Periscope, too, maybe? If we are, we'll share it with our friends on Periscope, too. We're starting to get a lot of viewers on Periscope, so that's a good thing. So, again, share this on Facebook. JSB, Ben, we're here rocking out a little Freedom Concert.
That's right.
Get the stress out. No stress. And yeah, there you go. A lot of emojis will come up with that one. So the next tune we're going to do is called Undemocratic, which is an original of the band. Mark's going to tell you a little bit about it because I have to change instruments.
That's right. Jay's going to play his famous government series Gibson Les Paul on this one. And this is based around a book that Jay wrote a couple years ago about what you call, I believe you call it the fourth branch of government. Is that
yes.
one of the things that you referred to it as? And the guitar itself is mentioned in the book. And so
the
is
guitar.
Gibson,
guitar,
as Jay will tell us. There he goes. You're in good shape, yes.
So it's government gray, right, Mark? And
exactly.
It is, the case is government green. And I'm trying to make sure I'm on the right song, because that's always a good thing, we are. Undemocratic it is. These trifocals will do it to you.
In the key
anyway,
of E.
So this was an original about, the song is about the guitar. Or is it the guitar is about the song? No, the song is about the guitar, but the lyrics are really apropos, and there's some fun lyrics that from a few years ago were really current about emails and stuff. It was about my IRS case that we had,
which
we won.
Right. Yes.
Still pretty apropos, although it's a little bit different. So anyways, it's a fun tune. We're good.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure it worked.
Yeah, we're in.
All right, are we okay back there, John Lowry?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure. All right, so share this with your friends. The tune is Undemocratic.
All right, kick it, Chris.
All right, Chris.
One. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Yes, everyone, it's July 4th, and we've got a special program for you, our July 4th Freedom Concert. We'll have some commentary during the songs, but we're also going to play you some great tunes. And we thank, we live in the greatest country in the world. We thank the men and women that defend our freedom every day, but we should celebrate our freedom today of all days. Here we go.
Other than my left hand is numb from playing the 12th string guitar, I thought that was great. So we're going to do a tune. Let everybody, do you want to tune up for a minute? You guys need a tune?
Or I think we're okay.
Because Marco's tuning, I see. We have to tune because, what is it, we care?
We do definitely care about tuning.
So this is a tune that's called Hold Your Head Up. It's another one it's an Argent tune. It's a classic, as John Elefante would say. And it's great because the lyrics are incredibly apropos to the season we find ourselves in right now.
Yes.
So,
play something on the front.
Amen.
He's going to play something on the front.
Yeah. Okay.
You are, because... Mark just is the musical director.
The amazing John Lowry, man. We need to let him play
applause
something.
For John Lowry. Give me emotion, whatever they're called. There you go. All right.
Do something improv, man.
Speech.
All right. Joe, how does that scream go?
How about that?
That's amazing.
I can hear the applause through Facebook. It's just, and Periscope, it's just coming right at us.
That's amazing.
Full. How about more cowbell? Cowbell's
the cowboy was perfect.
Good cowboy.
It was. It's awesome.
Johnny, right. Amazing, buddy.
Yeah. Outstanding, Mr. Cool. Lowry.
Hey, John Lowry.
Very cool.
Today, what we thought we would do is play some of the music for you on our TV stations that are covering us and our radio stations. So some of you that are watching on Facebook and Periscope or other television platforms can actually see the concert. Others will be listening to it, and we have some commentary in between, which is nice. But we're also talking about some of the critical issues, so I want to encourage you to on this July 4th. We've got a lot more music, a little bit more commentary ahead. We're going to also not let you forget that we're in a matching challenge campaign, even on July 4th, ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for ACLJ.org. Back with more, including music, when we come back.
From New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at ACLJ.org.
Welcome, Facebook, Periscope, friends, countrymen, yes. Fellow people from around the world. By the way, I've noticed that on our radio broadcasts on Facebook, we're getting people from all over the world. So again, so we did Freedom by the McCartney tune that was Freedom, but not by McCartney, but performed by McCartney. We did our version, our original, Undemocratic, and now I'm gonna switch to drums.
That's right.
And play Mother Freedom, a tune by Bread, which Mark
by
will
Bread.
Tell you.
Yeah, that's... Which John Schlitt, when we talk about Bread, doing a Bread tune, it's got like, wait a minute, didn't they do ballads?
They did do ballads, buddy, but apparently there's they did one or two rock songs.
Yeah, they did a couple rock songs.
And I'll tell you what, it sounds great.
Yeah, I think it's a cool, it's just a real simple song out of but it's got a cool lyric and stuff.
About the basics that you can get, but it's cool.
Hey, growing up, everybody loved Bread.
Well, I did. I was a fan.
The song would come on, you'd say, change it. Nah, don't change that.
Didn't they open for Head East one time?
No. Everybody been. No, they
didn't. No, Kansas.
You ready to play?
No, I'm good.
Hey, and the song after this is a lot of fun, too.
It is.
And the song after that's pretty good. So, anyway, share that. Make sure you're sharing this with your friends, will you? Okay, so this is Mother Freedom.
That's right.
Bread.
You guys
little
all right?
Little JSB version of Bread.
Here we go.
Here we go. 3, 4.
All right. Keep walking, keep on the doors, and don't stop talking about freedom. Get going, lives to be learned, lives to be known about people. Gotta teach them to sit right down, and then you gotta teach them about freedom. Gotta win and gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Broadcast, everyone. It's July 4th, and we've got a special program for you, our July 4th Freedom Concert. We'll have some commentary during the songs. We're also going to play you some great tunes. Boy, we live in the greatest country in the world. We thank the men and women that defend our freedom every day, but we should celebrate our freedom today of all days.
All right. So,
one more on drums.
One more on drums. So, Freedom. I can't think of a better song than Freedom and Jesus is Just All Right. That's right. By the Doobie Brothers, the JSB version of it. Do you notice the subtle name shifting I'm doing? Very subtle. Going by initials, easier to locate. Not have to spell. Anyways, here we go. So we're going to do Jesus is Just All Right, just like the Doobie Brothers did with Chris Cook and Jay Sekulow on drums.
That's right,
I hate introducing myself. And Jay Sekulow on drums. Hey, thank me. Oh, thank you. Okay.
You guys feel it?
That'll be everywhere. All right. Yeah, let's do this.
Two. One, two, three, four.
They may know, I don't care what they know. just alright. Oh yeah, Jesus is just alright with me. Jesus is just alright. I don't care what they may say. I don't care what they may do. I don't care what they may say. Jesus is just alright. Oh yeah.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. All right, so.
This has been fun, hasn't it?
Well, I think it has been. We sure appreciate your comments.
Yeah, definitely.
Only if they're positive.
If they're positive.
On two.
Now, if we could just get Jay to show up a little more, huh?
Yeah, well, that I can't help right now. I'm a busy guy.
Yes.
I got things to do, people to see, places to be.
Well, once again, introducing the band for those that might have... wandered in midway point or whatever. Over here on vocals, John Elefante. Next to him on 12-string drums and everything in between, Jay Sekulow. Back in the corner there, because we won't let him out tonight, is Chris Cook on drums and vocals.
Okay.
Over here, Scott Kirkman. He's one of the original Jay Band members. Back here, as you heard earlier, Johnny Lowry.
See all these Jays at work.
Over here, one of the other original Jay Band members, Marco Pangallo. And the amazing John Schlitt.
I wonder if we could just get... did you... who else?
I did.
Oh.
I got Elefante.
Did you get yourself?
I didn't get myself.
Introduce yourself.
Mark. I'm Mark Lee Townsend. There you go.
Oh, by the way, there is a Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page.
Yes.
But it would sure be easier if it was JSB Band, but we'll fix that later because I don't want to mess it up for everybody. But anyways, Jay Sekulow Band. Like the page. Many of you are seeing it there right now, but you're also seeing it on my page on Facebook, so we encourage you to do that. The tune is called Freedom. I mean, fantastic lyrics. So we're going to play it live for you right now. Here we go.
One, two, three, four.
This is my right. A right given by God. To live a free life. To live in freedom. Talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom. I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Anyone tries to take it away. This is my right. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom. I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
All right, Mark.
Thank you.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
A lot of people ask me, what's the best place I can go and see all the JSB band?
So everything's up on the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page. You just click videos.
That's right.
That's probably the easiest place.
Rather than scrolling.
Yeah, you just click videos and there they
Jay's
are.
Page, yeah.
Yeah.
I get asked
yeah, because our ACLJ
time.
Page and Jay Sekulow Band, and this will be on all the pages, but those pages have a lot of video content. I know it's going to be shocking to you, unrelated to music. All right, so Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, I get to play drums. I get to play congas and guitar in this.
That's right, exactly.
At some point in the song, if I can remember when. But I will. All right.
You guys ready? Okay, Marco, one, two.
One, two, three, four.
It's getting to the point. I am sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud. I am lonely. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
And you make it
hard. Remember what we said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
And you make it
hard.
Oh, yeah. Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free and I am crying. This does not mean that I don't. I do, and that's forever. Yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
And you make it
mine.
pain inside is telling me that I got your secret. Are you still listening? Fear is a knock and laughter the key to your heart. And I love you. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. And you make it wrong. And you make it wrong. And you make it wrong. And you make it
Hey, we've had a great time playing for you tonight. Little impromptu thing here.
That's going to do it for the broadcast today. Have a great July 4th as we celebrate our independence and our freedoms and our liberty. And we've got a lot to celebrate there. Let me also say this. Don't forget your support of the ACLJ's critical. We're starting our July matching challenge campaign. You do that at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless
the
USA.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at ACLJ.org.